April 17, 1922, the divine will becomes actor of everything within the soul, and constitutes her queen of all. Continuing in my usual state, I found myself outside of myself, and I found my sweet Jesus, my life and my all. Innumerable suns of light were coming out of him, and surrounded him. I flew into the midst of that light, and throwing myself into his arms, I clasped him very tightly, telling him, "Finally I found you. Now I will not leave you anymore. You make me wait so long, and I remain without life, without you. But I cannot be without life, therefore now I will not leave you anymore." And I squeezed him more tightly for fear that he might escape. And Jesus, as though enjoying my squeezes, told me, "My daughter, do not fear, I will not leave you either. If you cannot be without me, neither can I be without you. And to make you be sure that I do not leave you, I want to chain you with my own light." I remained so immersed and interwoven within the light of Jesus that it seemed to me that I would no longer find the way out. How happy I felt, and how many things I understood in that light. I lacked the words to express myself. I just remember that he said to me, "Daughter of my will, this light that you see is nothing other than my will, which wants to consume your will in order to give you the shape of our image, the three divine persons, in such a way that, transforming you completely into ourselves, we will leave our volition in you as divine actor, which matches us in everything we do. So, our images will come out from ourselves, and our will, acting within you, will take as many of them from you. Oh, how the purpose of creation will be fulfilled! The echo of our volition will be the echo of our own volition possessed by you. The exchanges will be mutual. Love will be reciprocal. We will be in full harmony, and the creature will disappear within her creator. Then, nothing else will be lacking to our joy, to our happiness, for which we delivered creation. The let us make man in our image and likeness will have its effect. Our will alone, as actor within the creature, will give completion to everything, and the creation will bring us the divine purpose, and we will receive it in our womb as our work, just as we delivered it. And then, if you cannot be without me, it is the echo of my love that resounds in your heart, and unable to be without you, it reverberates in you. And you, shaken, look for the one who loves you so much. And I, seeing that you are searching for me, feel the echo of your love within mine, and I feel drawn to send you a new current of love, so that you may look for me more. And I, my love, sometimes, as much as I look for you, you do not come, and therefore now that I have found you, I will not leave you anymore. I will no longer go back into my bed, I cannot. You made me wait too long, and I fear that if I go back, you will repeat your privations." And I squeezed him more tightly, repeating, "I won't leave you anymore, I won't leave you anymore." And Jesus, although he enjoyed my squeezes, told me, "My beloved daughter, you are right that you cannot be without me, without your life. But what are we going to do with my will? It is my will that wants you to return into your bed. Do not fear, I do not leave you. I will leave the current of the light of my will between me and you. And whenever you want me, you will touch the current of the light of my volition and, upon its wings, I will immediately be with you. Therefore, go back, but for nothing other than to allow my will to accomplish its designs, and the course it wants to make within you. I myself will accompany you, to give you the strength to go back. But, O goodness of Jesus! It seemed that if he did not have my consent, he himself would not feel like making me go back. And as soon as I said, "Jesus, do what you want," I found myself back inside myself. Now, the whole day I felt surrounded by light, and whenever I wanted him, I touched the light and he would come. The following day he carried me outside of myself, and made me see all created things, of which not only was Jesus creator and dominator, but from him came also the life of the preservation of all things. The current of the creative power was in continuous relations with them, and if it were missing, all things would resolve into nothing. Then, my sweet Jesus told me, to the daughter of my will I want to give supremacy over everything. My dominion and hers must be one. If I am king, she must be queen. And if I gave you knowledge of everything, it is because I want that you not only know my dominions, but that you dominate with me and concur to the preservation of all created things. Just as my will extends from me over all, I want it to extend from you. Then he made me notice a point of the world from which black smoke was coming out. And he, see, there are statesmen who want to decide the lots of the kingdoms. But they do it without me, and where I am not present, there cannot be light. They have nothing but the smoke of their passions which blinds them more. Therefore, they will come up with nothing good. It will only serve them to embitter one another and cause graver consequences. Poor peoples, led by blind and interested men. These men will be pointed to as the laughing stock of history, good only at bringing ruin and confusion. But, let us withdraw, let us leave them at the mercy of themselves, that they may know what it means to do things without me. Then he disappeared, and I found myself inside myself.